on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the March Madness edition of the Informant Podcast.
Holy hell.
Holy hell.
You've got the fever.
Yeah, I lost the fever tonight when my team lost in the first round.
Already?
Yeah, they lost their first game. They lost by, well, it was 3 points was the final score. They were up, and then they got the other team scored a basket, and we just couldn't pull it out in the end.
That's what she said.
Yep. So, yeah, so what's happening with everybody? Obviously, it is March Madness. There's lots of basketball conversation taking place, and it swarms the television sets.
Oh, my gosh, I know. There's nothing to watch unless you like basketball.
And funny enough, we don't have anything March Madness from Zynga.
Well, we're getting another property for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, we are?
Well, yeah. Great.
I don't know what it's called yet.
It's called the Rainbow.
Rainbow Hotel. It has a big shamrock on the opening.
That's it. The Rainbow Hotel. Maybe it's the Rainbow Pub.
The loot items are kind of Irish themed, except one of them makes no sense. A snakeskin vest.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
I still wish they can explain to us why in the world they give us so many properties.
I hope there's a plan.
It's spam for them. It's good for them, but not for us.
There's other ways to generate spam. And I got to tell you, after the last one, I only made it to level 11, never made it to 12 like I thought I was going to. And I'm at the point now where I'm not even going to do anything.
Well, was that when I was ill? Was that the cage fighter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't make it.
We're all doomed because the multiple requests will no longer work.
Right.
I got to level 9, so weak.
I think Spockholm needs to make, you know how you have the mission crew link that you can generate the any part request?
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys need to do one that will keep repeating your any part request, because those don't expire, and those are going to be, however well you spam those is going to determine if you get enough people to click on them or not.
Yeah, but here's the deal with that, Jen. We could do that easy enough, but the reality is the minute we do that, they'll nerf that somehow, too.
No, not to do it any time. Well, yeah, I guess you could do. Well, we can just make tiny URLs.
I know, but what I'm saying is that when they start finding out that people can go in and start generating parts and they don't expire and all that other stuff, then stupid Zynga will get in the middle. And what they'll do is they'll do the same thing they did to the any parts and make them where they expire, too. And
limit them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I that's the thing that gets more and more frustrating is, I don't understand why it bothers them so much when people complete this stuff and move on. I get the spam thing. I fully understand that. But, if you're sharing links or you're sharing, feed posts or whatever else, I don't care. It's activity in their game. Mm-hmm. It's numbers you get to show to your sponsors. I don't just get why they get so hung up on curbing that stuff the way they do.
Well, what happened yesterday? Did I read somewhere that they pulled all the links that people had up?
Oh, no, this is what happened. Obviously we're going to talk about London on the show because it's now launched. Mm-hmm. And the five upgrade parts for the properties, they're giftable, but they're not on the free gift page. But you can get to them by using special links. And so a bunch of people created tiny URLs for these parts, and every single tiny URL got removed off Facebook, no matter where it was posted. And Mike made the spockon.me links, and those are fine. Facebook doesn't have a problem with those. And that's what I was thinking for the any part, because I don't like to see news feeds full of tiny URLs. And I'm not saying there's nothing bad with tiny URLs, if they're made for the right purpose, but we don't know who's making them and if that's actually what they do.
Yeah, you don't know what's in them unless you verify each and every one of them.
Right. And they're not as easy to verify. Like spockon.me, you put a little tilde sign after the link, or mm-hmm. Bitly's, you can put a plus sign and it'll tell you who made the link. And that's why I was thinking if you did that for the mission crew, then when we go to spam our individual parts everywhere, it wouldn't have to be tiny URLs.
Yeah, and we can do that. And I don't have a problem doing that, but it just seems like anytime we do anything that makes life a little bit easier for some people,
they
get in the middle of it and they screw it up. Mm-hmm. And I see them doing the same thing here just again, and that's the frustrating part is, you know, you want to try to offer these tools out there to make life just a little bit easier, and then all of a sudden they're going to come in and say, well, guess what? We've decided, because we're Zynga, that we're not going to go ahead and let you get individual parts anymore, unlimited, or not unlimited, but no time limit. Now we've decided they're only good for 6 clicks. Or 2.5, because we can't count sometimes.
I mean, we're just not sure.
like my stupid war page still. I can not do a war for 2 days, and then I go in and do one war, and it tells me I've done my 5 for the day. That's Zynga math. I don't get
that too.
Yeah,
it's annoying. I don't have time to really get into the whole war thing all the time.
Right.
But it makes me mad when I haven't done one or helped anybody for 2 days, and I click on it, and it says you have reached your maximum, and I'm like, how is that even possible? I haven't done any.
Exactly.
I don't have that happen as much as just not being able to find someone to go to war with. It's like every person I click on is at war with someone else, at war with someone else.
But no. The easiest way to handle that is take your mini account or an account that's no longer being used.
I don't have one anymore.
Well, find one. You can just find a new account, add it to your rivals list, and every 8 hours, the declare war button will pop up.
Yeah,
and you'll never have that problem again.
There I have to think. Okay,
yeah.
Well,
I used to have that problem too.
I just want to be able to click it and do it. I don't want to have to go looking for other ways. I don't know. I just want to be able to play my game. You see,
but that is a problem if you try to just do a random war and you don't target a specific account.
Mm-hmm. And that is what I typically always do.
If you go to their profile, that declare war button isn't there. So if you try to do them randomly on the fight list, it says they're already in a war, and you could click on 20 of them and get that.
Yeah, you can. You literally can click on 20, and then you give up because you're like, oh, what the hell? I don't care if I go to war anyway. So that's kind of what happens. But
yeah. And then, like, my family's at level 10, and I can declare war every 6 hours, but I just don't have time for all that.
Every 6 hours. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to think about it every 6 hours either.
I know. I kind of don't like that perk because it makes me feel guilty 4 times a day instead of 3.
Oh, geez. Well, Pete, anything happening in Spockholm? Changes, glitches, everything?
Yeah. We've been busy as all get out because with London, we've been backtracking on a lot of our old scripts to make sure that they're fully compliant. So like robber background, robber redo, repeat job, all of them had to be tweaked in little ways in order to make them work with London. Let me think what else. Oh, the other is we've got a new Spocklet coming out called the Progression Collector, which if you've got your progressions that, you know, you go collect on a day-to-day basis, well, you know, it's not that difficult to click the menu item and then the icon for it and then, you know, click the collect button on the screen. But oftentimes you don't know how far along you are with it and what you've already collected, haven't collected, and so on. And so Martin wrote a nice little script which basically lets you go in and see those items and actually collect them right from that screen. And so after you collect it, then it marks it with a little red X telling you that you've already done it. And then you can go back and collect more. It'll also tell you exactly the number of experience you're going to get based on what you've chosen to collect. So if you're using it to help yourself level, then you can say, oh, I've got, you know, I need 2,300 more experience points to level. I'll go collect 1 bronze and, you know, or maybe I'll collect bronze, or maybe I'll collect
nice.
1 bronze and 1 silver, and that'll get me exactly over where I need to be. So it'll show you the math. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Takes all the guesswork out. That's perfect. I used the Heinzenator for the first time during this poker season.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and actually, I finished the poker season, and I played it all the way through the time before and didn't get past, I think, the third whatever it was. Silver, I don't know. But I finished, but the Heinzenator actually helped a lot. And not because I don't understand how to play, but just it was just had more patience, I guess. I don't know.
It's time consuming. Just click every game.
Yeah, so I finished it just because it was playing it for me.
Well, and it's very difficult with that because of the you got so many other things you now got to keep collecting. So you're really deciding, okay, do I want to get all of these? I basically got to, what's the one before the emerald?
Ruby.
Ruby. So I got the ruby and quit.
I got two emeralds.
Oh, well. I'm just happy to have finished it because this is sad and y'all will make fun of me. But I had never used the gift blaster either until this week. And I feel like such an idiot because it's so cool.
Yeah.
And I'm so far behind the times here. But between the Heinzenator and being able to get all of the poker cards through the gift blaster, that's why I finished. So, yay me.
Very good.
Yay, Spock on.
Spock thank you, on. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else changed?
Oh, I know what you could talk about that Ike found. He found something special in London.
Those skill points and the properties. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, some reason when they display the properties or they display the items in the... What's the
nightclub? Property?
The nightclub. They show you the item and you collect the item, but they don't tell you what skill points you get with the item. Like in the old Italy, when you moused over, it would say, you know, you're going to get +2 defense or whatever else in the note, basically, that popped up. Well, they don't have that in London for some reason.
Well, I noticed it wasn't there.
Well, but they're there. You actually get the skill points. You just don't know what you do. So actually, if you're using the property manager, which was another one that had to be updated when London released, it will actually show you what the code actually says for what skill points you'll get for which items you choose. So, you know, most of them, some of them are just like +2 defense or +1 of this or that or whatever. So, you know,
and there's a 5+ health in there too.
Yeah, there is.
So it's I had no idea. I kind of wondered what I was going for.
It's just like the port, except it's in London.
Yep.
London Calling. That song keeps getting stuck in my head.
Which one? Yeah. London Bridge is
London Calling. No. Oh. The Clash.
Oh.
Better than London Bridges.
Falling down, falling down, falling down.
Take the key. Okay, no, we cannot do this. Is that all you got?
Well, I don't remember. Did I talk about on the last show the Assassinator got an update that you can actually mark off, you know, to tell it to stop when you get so many ices? But there's also another feature now that'll also let you collect your progression for your ices as the Assassinator is running, if you want to. For those that, you know, want to.
It says AC on it, right?
Right, for auto collect.
Yeah, I had some people ask me, and I was like, I haven't even looked at the Assassinator.
If you mouse over it, it says auto collect, and it basically explains what it'll do is just auto collect your progression properties. So
that's why every time I ask a question. Yeah. Martin always says, if you hover your mouse, I think he's proud of that feature.
Yep.
The mouse hover.
Yep.
Yeah, it tells you exactly what it does.
And that's what used to happen. Funny enough, now we're kind of cross-referencing here, but that's what would happen in Italy when you moused over a property. You get that little bubble, that tooltip is what it's called, that would actually tell you what item, you know, the skill points you get with it.
Yeah, if you do that on the nightclub items, it just tells you the item and how much. So it doesn't give you any additional information.
Right. Yet they do have it in the back code.
But fortunately, we have Team Spotcom that looks at the back code, and now we know all this.
Yeah.
So that made it fun to make that post to list the skill points.
That'd be really funny to add to the toolbar a feature that goes in and actually just puts, in addition to the name of the item, what the back code says the skill points are.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be actually doing Zynga's work. I don't want to go that far, but
Eventually they have to.
Property manager.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. Property manager takes care of it.
Awesome.
Yep.
Well, Jen, are you ready to unload on us here? What's going on in the Loot Lady blog? Well,
this is actually pretty easy. There's no learning curve because London is identical to Chicago and Brazil in almost every aspect. The only addition is a new feature they added called bonus jobs.
I wanted to ask you about that.
Well, I'll tie it all in. London consists of right now 3 districts, and there's 3 properties to go with each district. When you master the first job on the bronze level, you unlock your property, and you can start upgrading it. And it's really best to go out and try to upgrade it as soon as you can because those parts are giftable right now. And that could be changed at any time by Zynga. And it was like that in Chicago too, and they never messed with it. So I don't think it's an unintentional thing.
I'm trying to get it done fast. So
yeah. So then it's the same when you master all jobs on the bronze level, you can move forward. The next district unlocks. And they threw in this feature called bonus jobs, and there's 6 loot items you can get from it. And it's really a hassle and a pain, and I don't think many will, they might mess with it the first few times. But there's additional consumable items, and when the city first launched, we had all these extra consumables, and everyone wanted to know what they were for, but nobody knew. And then the answer lies in the bonus job, because every bonus job requires one of these consumables, which really makes a pain. And then there's one consumable item in the third district that requires another consumable item to make it.
Is that the one with like the mask or the face thing?
Yeah, the disguise mask and the rubber gloves. So it's like you're bouncing around from job to job. By the time you make enough consumables, you ran out of energy.
It reminds me of when we had to get smartphones and then all that other stuff.
Yeah, it's exactly like
that.
And the kicker of it all is the ratios aren't good. You don't get a skill point for completing the job. At least that's what people are saying. That could change. But the thing is, you're only doing this to get some loot items, but those same loot items are given to you when you eliminate the bandits, which are back in London. Bandits, I always say that.
Bandits. Out. Oh, how cute. You did it.
So I'm just going to ignore these bonus jobs because I don't see that they do anything for me. Maybe when I complete everything, I'll go to them. But you get the same loot for just getting rid of a bandit.
But aren't the bonus jobs just the other jobs? They're not actually different jobs than the what's already.
No, it is a different job.
They're unique jobs. We believe there's 2 per district.
When I got one today, it was directly below the job I was doing. And I at first thought that it was that job. And then I started looking at it and it was under it.
Nope, it's a whole new job, whole new image, whole new description. The ratios are horrible, and they seem to get worse as you progress to the ruby level.
Oh, okay. I thought the way it laid out on the screen, it looked like was one of the jobs that I had already completed in full because it already had ruby mastery on it. The timer was on the top edge of it, and then the mastery level on it was already full mastery, which was a job that I had already completed because I completely finished London. Well,
you never know. One of them may be that way.
Oh, well, yeah. Maybe that's it, too.
I know there's 6 unique jobs, or maybe 5. I think only 5 have been discovered. So, it's more of a gimmick, and I see what they're trying to do. They're like, hey, you have 15 minutes to do this job to get as much loot as you want, but you have to farm all these consumables, and you probably won't be able to do that in 15 minutes, so maybe you'll buy an energy refill from the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of looking at that. Like, the stats of the 6 items, at least for me, only 3 of them will help my score. One of them will help it by +1. And the most helpful item increases my equipment score by +8. So if I'm going to, like, be buying energy refills or buying consumables to try to get this loot, I'd be much better off just going to the marketplace and buying a loot item for 35 reward points, which will increase my score by like 40 or 50 points.
Right. That makes sense to me.
I think it's probably more of a gimmick to try to get people to spend reward points on refills. I personally don't see a benefit in the game, especially knowing that these loot items and the scores are pretty low. Not saying, you know, they're low and they're crappy, but they're low enough where in a few months they're probably going to be replaced by fight loot or better loot.
Usually is the case.
Yeah, and I think people that really don't know the strategy of the game think it's a good thing to get one loot item, but it's really not. So we'll see how those go. And hopefully we'll compile all the images of the new jobs and I can get that posted. But the loot for London, each district, it's funny because they did post a frequently asked question on their blog and customer support pages. And they said that the loot items would drop in multiple districts, but they don't. Each district has 6 unique loot items. And the stats in like the first district and the third district are pretty decent. The second ones are okay. But the thing is now you have a dilemma. If you want to go through and master it on Ruby to get the mastery item, you're going to hurt yourself in the long run because you know, you should stay as low as possible to farm the consumable items, which you don't need too many of. And the loot drop rate per energy is identical in the bronze versus the ruby levels. So you're going to spend, you know, 14 times more energy to get that same item if you go all the way through. And it's really hard to do because most of us want to progress and complete. But I'm only finishing bronze on the first and second district so I can unlock the third. Mm-hmm. And then I'll keep the third on bronze. And I'm probably going to keep it that way for a few weeks if I can. Oh, wait, I already broke that rule because I'm on gold. I don't know. I think I needed an image of a pop-up. So I'm on gold on one of them. But the best thing to do is stay low. You know, see if these bonus jobs are for you, because that's going to play into it as well. If you're on the ruby level and you get a bonus job, you're going to spend more energy to do it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to spend more energy to farm those consumables.
Yeah, good advice.
Now, if they would make these consumables giftable, I think that would bring some life back into the game. It would, you know, it would stimulate the trading world, because then those would be something of value. But anything that we would want, they tend to not make giftable. But I think if they really want to change, like they are proclaiming to do, you know, starting up the new pack, that would be one thing that could do a whole lot for Zynga and the players.
Absolutely. I was thinking about that earlier, too. Yeah, I was thinking even if they added something back to your collections, like the lotto set used to be, to get some excitement going on where it wasn't just really easy stuff to come by. Like, I don't know about you, but I'm done with the new collection.
I haven't looked yet. But yeah, there's three new collections that mm-hmm. offer skill points for vaulting. There's no re-vaulting. So, you know.
Which is a bummer.
Yeah, because these collection items are going to be useless in about a week when everyone has too many of them.
Right.
So, you know, if they would offer a nice re-vault bonus, then the items would hold value.
Back to my thought, I think they should have a bronze, silver, and gold mastery rebonusing.
For collections.
Yeah,
good idea.
You can rebuild a total of three times, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Or revault, excuse me. And then, so you have that as an option. Then basically you get either gold, silver, or bronze. Gold, silver, or bronze mastery on your vaults.
Well, it makes me nuts when I revault in Brazil and then I get, like, money. I went through all that and I'm going to get 50,000 Rio or whatever we're calling it.
Rio.
That's real. Okay, well, it's
And then our currency in London is pounds, and it's pretty easy to get fighting. So I think this currency is going to be just like Brazil and Chicago. Like, after a week, it's going to hold no value. Mm-hmm. And, right now people are fighting and you need it to buy job equipment. But I did London on maybe three or four different accounts for various reasons. And I never once found myself short of the money needed to buy the equipment items as long as I did the job before it. So I don't think people are going to have trouble. Now, those items in the nightclub are pretty pricey, the ones that you would want mm-hmm. with the skill points. But I think, you know, give it a week or two and you're going to have more money than you know what to do with, mm-hmm. which is the same for, you know, the only destination we ever saw that money was valuable was Bangkok because of those fraction store items.
And then once the glitch happened,
yeah,
that wasn't so difficult to come by money anymore.
No.
You know, Chester used to beat me up in Brazil just to get money Bangkok. Sorry.
Yeah. Everyone did that. And you know, it kind of just brought all the energy accounts out too, because mm-hmm. you could have your mini attack you and lose, and you would get all the money.
Uh-huh.
And there is an achievement like in Chicago, only this one's not glitched, where you need to bank 1,000 or 1,000,000 pounds.
Oh mm-hmm. dear.
We do have a lot more achievements, which is kind of nice to have back again.
Yeah, there's a total of 12 achievements. And one of them is bugged, and it's probably due to the London invitations. Those were actually counting as crew, and the achievement was to get 200. So a lot of people found they had that right away as soon as they went to London.
Uh-huh. Figures. So what else?
You know, it doesn't seem like there's anything new to this city or anything, like, cool.
Unexpected.
Yeah. I mean, the artwork's kind of cool, but the mission crew works exactly like Brazil and Chicago. So if you really understand Brazil and Chicago, there's nothing to London.
Yeah. Well, they changed all the buttons. You don't say it.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Okay. And I don't like that because it implies you're doing something other than spending your energy.
Whether it's like fight or job, but it's intimidate, do this.
Whatever the action verb is in the job description, the button will kind of use that. You know, and one of them is to fight, so the job button says fight. And you're like, well, I'm not fighting. I'm doing a job.
Right.
I was just taking stamina. I know.
Yeah, and one says collect. And I'm like, if I hit a collect button, I want something. I don't know. Something.
You're messing with our heads.
Well, I thought at first when I first saw it, when we started doing the jobs in London, I thought it was going to be like there was a next step.
Kind of like in Italy or when we had social jobs and...
Yeah, kind of like that. You know, like I saw the discuss and I thought maybe there was going to be like a step there. You had an option of choosing what you were going to have to do. And depending on what you chose, depended on where you were going to go.
It takes you to Jen's blog.
Discuss takes you to the Mafia Wars fan page. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Intimidate sends you to the Dark Knight.
No, that'd be threatening.
Yeah, I was thinking that too when I first saw it, that it was going to be something different. And I was like, oh, this is just the do job button.
They just played with their words.
Like somebody must have been bored and said, hey, wouldn't it be cool instead of do job, it said something else?
Well, it's probably you're getting done, a raise. Honestly, it was probably done to stop the scripters.
But yeah,
many
you
of
all
them
had...
probably used it calling it the actual do job, looking for the actual button that had do job written in it.
But you don't have that in your script, do you?
No.
But some
because
people might.
Yeah, it worked. Repeat job London or Chicago and Brazil worked on London just fine. Mm-hmm. The only thing that was not fixed was the image of the money was in real, but.
Yeah, that was one of them. The other problem we had too was it wasn't automatically doing the collectibles. I mean, not the collectibles, but the other items you have to have in order to progress the next job. I guess it is collectibles.
Oh, the consumables?
Consumables. Jeez, it's been one of those months. I can't speak English. Can't pull the words out of my head. Anyway, but yeah, the consumables. It wasn't pulling the right consumables, or it wasn't pulling the jobs that you had to go to get the consumable to finish it right away. But that's subsequently been fixed, too.
Mm. Yeah, so it didn't really serve a purpose other than to confuse people that might not, you know, that might think that means to do something different.
It's funny. Write, investigate, discuss, search, threaten, record, reveal, or conceal.
Yeah, but you don't do anything. But click a button. Clicky click. Monkeys!
Click, 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 click. But there's a different word to it, so it's got to be different.
Hey, what else we got with London? Because I had a question that came across that I figured Jen might be able to...
Oh, that's about it. I mean, everything's the same.
Okay.
But different.
We had a listener that asked some questions, and I can't remember. I know we talked about it one show before, but he said on a prior podcast, he's been getting those pop-ups about that premium player for $4.95 a month thing. And he says, I don't know if you guys can remember what show we did that on or not, but, you know.
It's got to be the one where I wasn't here, because I've been meaning to ask about it.
So maybe if you've got some more information on that.
Jim, the VIP membership program?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was just saying... if we can get a little bit more information on it.
Oh, well, there isn't any more. It was a test. There were a series of pop-ups that players were getting. There were six different ones. And if you clicked on that you wanted to buy it, it gave you a pop-up that said, the program's not active yet. It will be by the end of the year.
We just want to see if you'll do it.
Yeah. We'll take your $14.95, but you don't actually get anything for it.
It wouldn't take your money either. Okay. It's what I think what they were doing, but you know, if you have to buy something, you obviously have to make a financial transaction. So out of curiosity, I'm sure everybody's clicking that buy button to see what it's all about.
Right.
But I think they were offering different types of bonuses, and they probably wanted to see how each pop-up performed.
Mine wanted $24.99.
Yeah, there was...
Mike Nestor said a different number.
I never got it at all.
There were two different prices. You know, my main account never got it either. It was my energy... Accounts that don't spend money are the ones that got it, I believe.
That's me.
Because all my energy accounts got it right away, but my main account never got it.
That's funny.
Yeah, I thought it was funny, too. The same with the in the marketplace. Sometimes they give you this pop-up that will say you get 25 skill points if you purchase reward points, and they add 5 to each statistic.
I get that. You don't get that?
I never got that one, and it really makes me mad. And I know they just don't give it to me because they know I'm going to buy them anyways.
Hmm. Well, I thought what you need to do is go through all the process up until the last step and then bail out and then see if you get it.
No, mm-hmm. I've tried everything.
Really?
There was a way to get for some, and it worked on my other accounts, but not on mine. There was a way to force that pop-up up.
Huh.
So it's kind of offensive when like you think, well, they know you're spending, so they're not going to offer you any more incentive.
They're thinking about your future,
of
okay?
Of course, yeah. Why do I incentivize somebody that I don't need to incent? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True, but you should be rewarded if you're spending money on their game anyways.
But you get a punch on your card. Isn't that not reward enough?
I don't like that because when it says congratulations, you got 15 skill points, I say, oh man, did I spend that much? Because you think if you buy a little here and there that you're not really spending money.
Yeah.
It adds up.
Yeah.
I'd hate to see your bank statement, actually.
Oh, I'm glad there's no way to know.
Surely there's a way.
They probably know, but I don't want to know.
Zynga knows.
Yeah,
so this is the same like living in Las Vegas. If like somebody handed you a piece of paper with the number of money you've lost your entire life,
oh my god,
you would probably throw up.
In even that, just like think about cigarettes or just one thing in your life.
Yeah, just real life. Think about that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Which, speaking of, I have made it over a month without a cigarette, y'all.
Have that's really?
Awesome. That I'm giving awesome. Me a shout out.
Giving yourself a shout out there.
Woo!
Yeah. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. I quit on Valentine's Day because it's good to heart day, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking. Now I'm going to pressure Jen all the time.
Yeah, I need to quit. I'm getting too old to be smoking a lot.
Well, does anybody else have anything to share? Shout outs?
I have a shout out to my Wichita State Shockers. Sorry you guys didn't make it, but good season. We appreciate your hard work. And I know they're not listening, but it's worth saying anyway.
They're in the locker room crying.
There probably is some tears going on for sure to be out after the first deal. Yeah.
Right. Jen, you got a shout out?
Yes. My shout out is to David Cabrera, and he's the guy that writes the Mafia Wars add-on. And we talked for a little while, so I kind of got to know him a little better. And he really likes helping people, and he seems to be a really nice guy. And he must be the only other script writer that doesn't give me a hard time for not writing articles about other scripts. And
yeah, you get a lot of that, don't you?
Well, I'm one person. I can't, you know, and I don't tell people not to use other scripts. I just write about the ones I know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's other resources, like the add-on has a fan page and they help people. And, you know, I can't write about everything. I wish there was more time. And I'm not trying to tell people not to use other scripts. You know, I don't want them to use scripts that are not safe or scripts that put too much load on the servers that would get their accounts flagged. And I'm comfortable with Spockholm. You know, everyone's my friend. They give good advice, and it's just what I use. I can't write about things that I don't know or understand.
Right.
Or have the ability to, you know, constantly ask the people about it.
Right.
Which is this one of the same reasons that I've never used anything other than I know Pete, I know Martin, I know Ike. I trust all of them. Mm-hmm. And then Mike, you know, he helps out. I kind of trust him sometimes, but not really. No, I'm just kidding.
Sometimes.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, he found his way out of that.
Do you got a shout out, Mike?
Yeah, give someone a shout out.
No.
Come on, you got to have one.
Anyway, well, I guess that's a wrap.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I want a car skid and crash into the brand new